Flora. An estimated 500 to 1,000 different bacterial species are considered normal flora, microbes that normally live in and on the body without causing infection or disease to the host. Normal flora are divided into two types, resident and transient. Resident flora are always present on the skin and throughout the body. They include the body's colonizing bacteria, which multiply and live on and in the body without invading the tissues. Transient flora colonize the skin and mucosa temporarily, without invading tissues, when humans come into direct contact with the environment containing these organisms. Resident and transient floras vary by anatomical site and location. Collectively, they make up the human microbiota. Relationships between the human host and normal flora may be described in three ways. Commensal, in which flora neither harm nor benefit the host, such as microbes on the skin. Common commensals rarely cause infection, although infection may occur if there is damage to skin or mucosal barriers or for individuals who are immunocompromised. Mutual, in which both the flora and the host benefit. Pathogenic, in which the flora harm the host, leading to infections and disease. Key point, flora are not constrained to a single type of relationship with the human host, even in the absence of damaged skin/mucosal barriers or immunocompromisation. Flora that are commensal in a certain area of the body may be pathogenic in another area. For example, E. coli is commensal in the gastrointestinal tract but is pathogenic and may lead to infection when found in the urinary tract. When patients are infected with their own flora, it is called an endogenous infection. This may occur naturally as part of the disease process or through breaks, cuts, invasive devices, and surgical wounds, which may provide a portal of entry for endogenous flora to enter a sterile site. In order to help determine whether the presence of flora is pathogenic or not, it is useful to understand which flora are considered normal across four major body sites. Exhibit 1-8 provides a list of normal flora as is found on skin, in the respiratory tract, in the gastrointestinal tract, and in the genitourinary tract, though other examples of common flora may also be found. Exhibit 1-8. Common flora by body site. Note that some body sites are considered sterile, no normal flora. These include, but are not limited to, blood, cerebral spinal fluid, lower respiratory tract, urine, other body fluids, abdominal, synovial, pericardial, pleural, bone, deep tissue/organ space.